Good evening. So Shabbos will read Parshas Devarim. We'll start Sefer Devarim, which begins with a very strong rebuke that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to Klal Yisrael of all of the things that they did wrong throughout their time in the Midbar. And early on, Moshe Rabbeinu talks about how challenging the burden of carrying Klal Yisrael was. And he says, "Vayomar lechem ba'isa yilimor lo'ucha levadi sa'is eschem." I said to you, I told you, it's too difficult for me to carry you. And he says, and I talked to Yibon Shalom, I told him, Eicha salavadi tarchachem masachem v'rivchem. You're actually laying it in the tune of Eicha. I said to Hashem, it's too hard for me to carry all your burdens. You're fighting with each other. It's like too much. But those psukim are actually a few psukim apart from each other. And in the middle, Moshe says something very different. He says, Hashem lo keichem hirbazchem v'inchem hayom ki chachvei Hashemayim l'rov. He says, Hashem has made you like the stars of the sky. And then he also says, Hashem lokeav v'sechem yosef alechem kachem elaf pa'amim yorecheschem kasher diberlechem. And he says, and Hashem can make you even 1,000 times stronger. And it's very difficult to understand the juxtaposition. On the one hand, you have Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael how terrible they were, how difficult they were. And on the other hand, telling them how Kadosh Baruch Hu has blessed them and they're amazing and they can be more powerful than ever before. It's like, what is going on here? So Rav Menachem ben Tzion Zaks points out, he says a very beautiful answer. He says that Moshe is actually referencing two different brachos that Hashem offers for Klal Yisrael. On the one hand, that Am Yisrael is going to be like Kochvei Hashem, will be like the stars in the sky. And what does it also mean that he's going to give them the power 1,000 times? That's in reference to a different bracha that Hashem says, we're also going to be Kechol Hayam. We're going to be like the sand of the sea. And he says the two brachos are not the same. Right? The bracha of being Kochvei Hashemayim means that each and every person has the ability to be a star. Stars are individuals. And every one has its own power to give light, to do tremendous things. When it comes to Kol Hayam, there's no individual grain of sand that can do anything by itself. It's totally useless by itself and only has power when it comes together. But when it comes together, it has 1,000 times power than any individual piece by itself. And what Ribbono Shel Olam is really telling Klal Yisrael is you have this tremendous potential to do both things. On the one hand, to be like the Kochvei Hashemayim, every one of you can be an amazing individual on your own, but you also have even more power, Elef Pa'amim, if you can learn to work together. And that explains what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Klal Yisrael. What he's saying to them is like this: guys, it's difficult for me to manage you. Why? Because Kochvei Hashemayim you're good at. Being a star, maximizing your personal potential, that you do great. But when you only do that and you refuse to work together, what happens? That causes tarchachem, asachem, ve'rivchem. That causes tremendous fighting because everyone wants to be better than somebody else, all trying to outshine the other person, literally, right? And that makes things so difficult. So says Moshe Rabbeinu, do me a favor. Focus a little bit on both. Be Kochvei Hashemayim. Do that. It's amazing. Every individual should maximize themselves as an individual. But don't forget about the other power that you have. To be Kechol Hayam. By the way, it's not surprising, I don't think, that Kochvei Hashemayim is in the sky and Kechol Hayam is on the ground. Because in order to work together with other people, what do you usually have to do? You have to lower yourself a little bit. You have to lower your status a little. Pull down the ego a little. To be able to unify and to work together with another person. And Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael that if you're willing to do that, so then I don't have to worry so much about carrying your troubles because you're going to be getting along better. You'll work together. It won't be so much. They say, the Kedushas Levi used to say that we call it Shabbos Chazon because in that Shabbos, Chazon means a vision. And it's Chazon Yeshayahu. But because on this Shabbos that comes up, we have a vision of who we're supposed to be as a people. We get clarity, a clarity of vision of what we're supposed to be. People who know how to do both. People who know to be Kochvei Hashemayim, to maximize our individual kochos, our individual opportunities and abilities in Avodas Hashem, but to know that at the end of the day, we only will be successful as a unit if we're willing to be also Kechol Hayam. If we're willing to do both, to be both Kochvei Hashemayim and also Kechol Hayam, so then we will maximize our potential, not just as individuals, but also as an Am.